15. Sexual disorder. About a week went by without Paul suggesting another tryst, if that's the right word. He seemed to be going out of his way to treat me like just another passenger, which was, of course, according to plan. But I was a little anxious because he was playing the part too well. He wasn't avoiding me, but nobody on the ship was harder to get alone. I kept taking the last breakfast shift and finally managed to corner him. As I approached, he got a kind of resigned look, but reached out and took my hand. I'm afraid I'm in trouble. With Mars.
Because of me?
He shrugged. You're not in trouble, but somebody heard and is whizzed at me for seducing one of the Earth children.
I'm not a child! I'm 19, going on 30.
As I pointed out, they still say it was immature and unprofessional of me. Maybe they're right.
It's not fair. We didn't really do anything wrong.
Somebody thinks otherwise. Somebody here who told somebody there.
Who?
Someone who has it in for you or me? I'm pretty sure who it is on Mars, but I don't know about here. It didn't have to start out malicious, just a juicy scrap of gossip.
He took a sip of coffee that was probably cold.
I hope your parents don't find out this way.
Oh, they know. At least Mother does, and she's okay with it.
He nodded slowly. That's good. But I guess we'd better put it on ice for a while.
I tried to keep anger out of my voice.
I don't see why. What's done is done.
The sexual part, yes, but now it would be insubordination as well, which might be more serious. Would be.
For your career.
Not exactly. Nobody can fire me, but the colony's a small town, and I have to live there the rest of my life.
If you... I almost said something I would regret.
If you say so.
But once we're on Mars?
Things will be different. People will get to know you and accept you as an adult.
Eventually. Guess I'll be one of the kids from Earth for a while.
Not for long, I hope.
He brightened.
Privacy isn't such an issue there, either, finding a time and place. My roommate wouldn't mind getting lost for a couple of hours, and you'll pick one you can trust.
Kaimé or Elspeth, for sure.
Unless they stick me with Card.
They wouldn't be that cruel.
He stood and hugged me and gave me a long kiss.
I'd better move along. You'll be okay?
Sure. I'm sorry. But I can wait.
I didn't start crying until he was gone.